Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Mickey Coon, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis on the Shaw of Pride encounter from the Siege of Orgrimmar raid. This is pretty much a single-phased fight, and depending on your team's composition and raid difficulty, requires 2 tanks and 2 to 6 healers. The key to this fight, besides healing teammates, is correctly dealing with certain boss abilities throughout this fight in order to reduce the amount of pride resource you take and put onto other members. So we start off the encounter with 0 pride. Depending on how much you accumulate, every 60 seconds you'll have to deal with a raid-wide boss ability called Swelling Pride, which causes tons of shadow damage, adds 5 pride, and can add more pride to self and members, depending on how you deal with certain raid mechanics, which are dependent upon how much pride you've accumulated. Between 25 and 49 pride, you're affected by Bursting Pride, which puts a void zone under you, inflicting shadow damage and adding 5 pride to players. Simply move out of the raid if you get this on you. Between 50 and 74 pride, you're affected by projection, which creates a projection of you 15 yards away and explodes within 6 seconds, causing shadow damage and extra pride to players, only if you're not standing in it. Between 75 and 99 pride, you're affected by Aura of Pride, which is a 25 second debuff, which causes shadow damage and adds pride to those within 5 yards of you. If this is on you, move out of the raid until it falls off. At 100 pride, you're affected by Overcome and are permanently mind controlled. Consider this game over for you. 2 other abilities that need mention are Self-Reflection and Corrupted Prison. Self-Reflection affects random raid members and drops adds at their feet, which cause shadow damage and pride to those within 2 yards of the adds. It's best while everyone is grouped up to have everyone spread out as the reflections spawn, then regroup within 2 seconds to AoE the adds down and receive AoE heals. For Corrupted Prison, 2 to 4 random players will be trapped within the Titan prisons located around the boss. When the locks on them turn orange, simply stand on them to free the trapped person, but not too early, thus causing damage and pride to self. This fight isn't too difficult as long as you follow the mechanics, thus decreasing the pride you acquire and deal with Swelling Pride in the manner you're supposed to, dependent on the level of pride you have. So I start off by beaconing 1 tank and keeping 3 Holy Power Eternal Flames up on both of them. I spot heal everyone using Holy Radiance and Daybreak Holy Shocks. Right before we're supposed to spread, I use a Light of Dawn to spread some Mastery Shields and pop a cooldown for some buffed AoE heals when we regroup. I prefer Light's Hammer on this fight to throw down during Swelling Pride. And I can't forget to mention, please, if you have the Gift of the Titans buff, please dispel those with the Mark of Arrogance debuff. Hands of Purity and Sacrifice are nice for mitigating some of its damage as well. So I hope this helps out and good luck. If you're going to BlizzCon, I'm really looking forward to meeting a ton of you there. It's going to be good times. If you're on Twitter, please follow me at FFPMMark with a C or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.